This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Wadd. As you may have heard, we have an election coming up this month. Aside from voting on a new governor, Louisiana voters will be asked to weigh in on four proposed constitutional amendments. To help voters better understand these amendments, the Public Affairs Research Council puts out a guide every year. It just came out last week. Joining me is PAR President Robert Travis Scott to go over the options on the bottom of the ballot. Hello.
Hey, and only four on the ballot this year.
I know, it's not as action-packed as last year, huh?
14 last year.
So I guess let's start from the top. Amendment number one.
Really, the story behind this is Senator Robert Adley from Northwest Louisiana really saw a need for more transportation funding. So he wanted to create a new fund and sort of use money from the rainy day fund that the state had. It's called the Budget Stabilization Fund. And he saw a lot of money sitting in that rainy day fund that wasn't being utilized and thought, well, in the future, maybe we can use some of that money for transportation.
And amendment number two would allow the state treasurer the option of investing in the state infrastructure bank, another infrastructure amendment.
Well, yeah, Karen St. Germain has seen a need for an infrastructure bank. What this amendment would do, it would allow one way to capitalize that bank. It would allow the state treasurer in all his various investments that he does for the state to invest our public money and try to get a return on it, those monies that we're not immediately using or that are in various trust funds. It would allow him to make this one of his investment vehicles. It would be a revolving loan program that would loan money to local governments to do highway projects and local road projects.
Okay. And Amendment 3 would provide new guidelines for legislation in a fiscal session.
Yeah. The story behind this is Representative Julie Stokes from the Metairie area. She wanted to bring a number of tax-related bills in the latest fiscal session. You know, the state has a legislative session every spring, and on even-numbered years, it's called a general session, and an odd-numbered year is called a fiscal session. Well, the two have looked more and more alike over time, but there's still some restrictions in a fiscal session. It's supposed to mainly be about fiscal matters and taxes. Well, she wanted to bring some bills that dealt with tax collection, tax administration, issues around taxes that weren't necessarily tax increases. But they were saying, well, they're not really allowed as a fiscal bill. They're a general bill. So she was limited in how many she could bring, and she wanted to change the Constitution to loosen things up.
Okay. And the final one, Amendment 4, would allow local governments to tax property within their jurisdictions that is owned by local or state governments outside of Louisiana. This one sounds a little confusing.
Well, the story behind this one is Representative Bubba Cheney. He helps represent West Carroll Parish in the legislature, and his parish has a facility there, a private facility that stores gas for a utility in Memphis, Tennessee. And so the parish said, well, that's regular property inventory that we would tax for anybody else for property taxes. So we'll just go ahead and tax this one too. And then Memphis Utility said, well, wait. So it went to court. And the court said, hey, yeah, we're going to exempt the Memphis Utility from having to pay property taxes in West Carroll Parish. And so they said, well, we're going to have to change the Constitution to make sure it's clear that we can collect property tax on that. The number of times this is going to come up is probably extremely rare.
Robert, thank you so much for helping clear this up.
Well, always glad to help, and we have the guide online. Please go to parlouisiana.org and take a look.
Will do. For Insight, this is Anne Maria Wadd.